So I think the types of reforms that people are going to start to see creep through. One is that I think you'll see a continued focus on delivery system innovations and reforms, a more effective management of chronic disease, really starting with the worst offender here, which is Medicare. Medicare, actually, even though it's a universal single-payer healthcare system, actually provides the worst healthcare to our chronically ill patients in the country. A second set of reforms that I think would make sense is, as Dr. Johns mentioned, is on the prevention side, to pay for prevention. Just to give you an idea of the magnitude of this, if we had kept the obesity levels today at 1990 levels, and nothing else changes, the practice of medicine doesn't change, technology doesn't change, everything else remains the same, the base of spending would be about 10% less. So that would reduce about 20 to 30% of the differential between us and Europe just by focusing on this one issue. On the uninsured, I think you'll see a variety of proposals coming out here. There will be a tension, I think, that some of the candidates will face because on the one hand, the states are very aggressively going forward in some big states, and they may want to do this in their own way. Certainly California's approach and Vermont's approach to this issue are very, very different. And you may want to build on some of that momentum. Other candidates are going to perhaps want to go back to a more of a federal plan that is more standard and more universal. So I do think there will be some differences and nuances across these candidates on that front.